One Small Step, The Definitive Account of a Run That Became a Global Movement, by Paul Sinton Hewitt. Read by the author and co-author Matt Wyman. Including a bonus audio-exclusive Q&A between Paul and Matt.
This book is dedicated to the thousands of selfless people who embraced the call to deliver social change to their communities, without which Parkrun may have never delivered to its true potential. And of course, my incredible wife, Joanne. None of this was possible without her backing, support, and encouragement.
Part 1. Bushey Park, Richmond, Southwest London. Saturday, 4th of October, 2004. 8:25 a.m.
When all is said and done, we just want to be happy and healthy. No matter what our circumstances, it all comes down to these two simple things. In some ways, they closely intertwined. Our mental and physical wellness is the backbone of being human, after all. Sadly, either one can sometimes seem out of reach, as if they can only be found in some exclusive club. Several times in my life, I have felt shut out in this way, finding myself on the sidelines again, through nobody's fault but my own. I set out to get my own club up and running. This one would have no membership, I decided from the outset, and be open to everyone. Standing beside the start line for my first event, which is really just the entrance to a small car park inside the grounds, I turn to take in my surroundings. An early morning mist hangs in the veil across the park. We've had some rain recently, but this early in the autumn, the ground is still firm. In the low sun under broken clouds, the oak and chestnut trees dotting the open landscape are cast in silhouette. So too are the deer herds grazing freely at this hour. But for the birdsong, the early risers walking their dogs, and the distant sound of a siren that could be a world away, it's all quiet and peaceful. I check my watch. Even if nobody shows up for 9 o'clock, it won't be the end of the road, but the beginning. Should I find myself alone, that's fine. I'll be back next Saturday and every Saturday after that, in the belief that word will spread. Whatever the weather, and through all four seasons, I intend to be here at the same time and place to host a free weekly timed 5K. It's not a race to find out who's the fastest, I should say. Runners will have their own reasons for coming here, should any turn up at all. I just want to give everyone the chance to bring out the best in themselves, whatever that might mean to them. Above all, I would like this to be an opportunity for people to come together before the weekend gets underway and enjoy doing something they love, a run for one and all. Just then, a squirrel draws my attention. It skitters across the wet grass, freezing briefly as if it's only just registered my presence. "Good morning," I say, hoping I sound relaxed and friendly. The squirrel observes me for a second before darting around a puddle and up the trunk of a nearby tree. When it pops out through the foliage on a branch, I can't help thinking it's serving as a lookout for me. I turn to scan the pathways that converge on the spot. The mist is thinning, and though I see nobody making their way towards me yet, I'm so glad just to be here. "Whatever happens next," I say, turning to address my new friend, "it's going to be a beautiful day."
Chapter 1. First Light. From an early age, growing up in South Africa, I learned that small acts could have big consequences. Take the fire I started as a little boy one dry, hot day in the early 1960s. Out of sheer curiosity, all I had done was drop a match into a jerry can that I'd found in our garden. Containing fuel for the lawnmower and reeking of fumes, it was just there among the sugarcane that grew like a weed in one corner of the plot in front of our house. I jumped back.